introduced, I work for the Open Society Foundations, and in particular for the Arts and Culture Program of the organization. And I will heavily draw on our work regarding the Roma community, which is, I think, a perfect example for, you know, when it comes to the issue of fairness and representation and access, because it's a heavily disadvantaged minority all over Europe, basically. And through our work within the Arts and Culture Program, we try to provide equal access to facilities to the representative, artistic and cultural representative of this community. And I will illustrate the essence of our work through a very concrete example so that you could have a better understanding of how we are actually trying to go about this. The fairness as an issue features in our work in multiple ways and independently from the areas of our work, whether we work with human rights or whether we work on media or information or arts and culture or health. Fairness and equal access and representation is always one of the key values that we are striving for in our work when we support projects or when we actually operationally do any kind of initiatives or implement any initiatives. With regard to the Roma community, we have a grants program in place that is trying to support the Roma community in implementing activities which they would otherwise not be able to, given the lack of access and lack of support for the work they are trying to do, because they are somewhat excluded from all the mainstream activities of the majority societies and majority cultures. And our grants program is actually inclusive in the sense that we are trying to support mainstream cultural institutions and mainstream cultural projects that are willing to open up towards the Roma representatives in their field and incorporate them into their activities and work with them or focus on issues related to Roma. So we are trying to actually make our support inclusive in the sense that although it's primarily for the support of Roma, it's not necessarily going directly to Roma people, because as long as we can get the majority engaged in working with Roma issues and with Roma people, we are ready and willing to support their activities as well. One of the key activities, or one of the flagship projects that we do in this area, is the Roma Pavilion at the Venice Biennale, which I think is a very good example when we talk about fairness, access, inclusion. It's been a striking discovery for us when we were working on the first Roma Pavilion to be implemented at the Venice Biennale in 2007, which was at the 52nd Venice Biennale ever, that up to that point in the 104-year history of the Venice Biennale, not a single Roma artist has ever been exhibited in any of the national pavilions for any of the collateral events that took place in the
Your attention, please. This is a visitor announcement.
What are you talking about?
Roma? Please remove it immediately. Your attention, please. A visitor announcement. Would the person that park a bike at the Institutional Road?
Okay, I'm going to
our intention with initiating, supporting, and also implementing the first Roma Pavilion at the Venice Biennale is really to make a precedent that Roma belong to the most prominent artistic contemporary arts event of Europe, and maybe even the most prominent international contemporary arts event, and that they do have a place there, and they can, you know, operate within that context, and they should be included in it. And of course, our event was, the Roma Pavilion as such, was a Roma Pavilion in the sense that it was featuring Roma artists only from all over Europe. And so, although it was part of the larger framework of the Venice Biennale, it still remained an island on its own and was, in a way, a ghettoized representation of the Roma. But we thought that as a start, this is as far as we can go. And then, of course, go further down the road, our expectation is, and this is what we are trying to work on, that following that, national pavilions and collateral events will be more open and will be featuring Roma artists as well, and they won't be completely excluded from this context going forward. And this kind of emancipatory work, you know, which is trying to really provide equal access and equal opportunities to Roma who are disadvantaged primarily because of the lack of access, because of which they are lacking experience and lacking, you know, all those skills which are needed in order to make it there where others can more easily make it. And the same goes for the educational opportunities for Roma, because they are denied access to the kind of facilities that most of us are not denied. Their disadvantage as time goes by is only growing. And so for us, this work really involves trying to bridge the gaps and provide the support that is needed for them in order to catch up with the rest of society all over Europe. And so the Venice Biennale is really just a very vivid example of what we are trying to do, but I think it illustrates how we are trying to access all these issues which fairness involves, that is access, participation, and cultural representation. And being such an elitist institution as the Venice Biennale, I think it's an especially vivid example for this purpose. In terms of ideas for opportunities and challenges and the required competencies for fairness to actually be in place, I think it's very important to provide training for these people, because without training they will not be able to seize the opportunities that are out there for them. So in bridging the gap, one of the things we really focus on is providing training. And not just money, of course, because that itself won't do what needs to be done. The required competences, that's a tricky question or issue for us, because when it comes to supporting the Roma community, because of the exclusion they have experienced for so long, when it comes to them mobilizing themselves and doing something, they tend to be exclusive themselves. That is, they only want Roma to be involved in the project, and then the bridge actually doesn't get built. And so for us, when we work with these people, it's very important to keep in mind how that they need to be open, because their lack of openness triggers further lack of openness on the other side. And so when it comes to fairness, although we work with minorities and disadvantaged communities, it really has to be constantly emphasized how important it is for them not to react to a situation that is already existing, but to try to overcome and move beyond it, because, you know, otherwise we won't get out of the catch-22 situation. So I think in a sense, there is the required competencies, again, can only be transferred by training, and a lot of work that goes into actually trying to change mindsets, in fact. And our work basically is very complex in the sense that we, at the same time as we are trying to enable other people to do something, we ourselves need to be operationally involved and do the work which is needed for them to get to where we would like them to.